Welcome back. Welcome back. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Group Chat Podcast episode. We're missing somebody.
We're missing Gronk.
Guys, I'm really cold.
We're missing Gronk. But here's a word from Gronk.
Hey guys, Jack from Jack and Cannon Food Reviews here. I'm here to say that I will not be making today's podcast, unfortunately, because school caught up with me fast. And I have things to do school-wise today. And so I'll be missing it. Jack and Cannon Food Reviews out.
All right, that was a word from Gronk. I hope you guys enjoyed that word from Gronk. That was four Gronk. Seconds ago I said that sentence, but it was probably a lot longer for you guys.
I hope it's like 10 minutes.
I hope it was like a 20-minute YouTube video they recorded. I haven't watched it. I don't know how long it is.
I'm pretty sure they're standing in
their
living room.
It's not long at all. It's like 30 seconds, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Well,
wonderful. Those boys, just wonderful.
I love their channel. Channels that they did.
Well, changing the world.
We've had a podcast named like this, but we had a podcast called The Freeze Over when Texas got really cold. And now my room's getting really, really cold. And this is like a Freeze Over part two. And we're going to have winters soon.
It's like 90 degrees.
Bro, it's like 94
outside, but I'm inside. Dude, I'm not outside. I'm inside.
My fingers are numb though. 70.
I'm cold though.
Tanner, are you
what
cold?
Did you drink?
Yeah, my fingers are numb.
Oh my god, he had a smoothie. That's why you're cold.
Is Larry cold?
Oh, I had a smoothie.
Yes,
yeah,
so
half,
that's why.
Half that a day ago, yeah, half a day ago, I did have a smoothie.
Dude, that was 30 minutes ago. I was with you. I watched it be made.
Ooh, yeah, you're fucking
cap.
Right. Yeah,
you're cap.
You penguin.
You're out.
This is
penguin
all, this
with
is
the stupid hat.
A big cap.
Dumb penguin, fat penguin. I hate you, penguin.
Wow,
that was just mean.
Wow,
sorry,
guys,
I got
if you're pitying me,
in.
Make sure you use code GROO for 10% off your order.
Shameless but true. Shameless but true moments. Shameless but true moments. Yeah, make sure you use code GROO for 10% off with anything you order, like I don't know, Amazon bar soap.
Yeah, just like throw
Walmart.
It in there. Maybe we make.
Just money. Try, like, ask the workers. Ask. Go to the go anywhere and just ask if there's a discount for that, and maybe it might happen.
Half the time they don't even know what they have, so they're just gonna be like, "All right, I think we can make."
Maybe I guess.
Maybe.
How much was the percentage?
Oh, we don't
okay.
know.
Oh, we don't
do you,
know.
Do you guys remember when we tried making the slushies with Gamer Subs, but it didn't have any sugar?
Oh, are you talking about the machine?
Yeah.
That
yeah,
we ordered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that now with the cans because they have some sugar in them.
What cans?
Oh,
the Gamer Subs cans?
Are you serious?
Oh,
you don't have it on standby like
are
me?
You effing serious? Oh, he's been drinking the same goose juice for four podcasts in a
Listen.
Row now. And there's still some
favorite.
Left. It just lasts
goof
so
juice,
long.
Goof juice is the best.
Sound
flavor.
Like your bladder.
I don't know how much sugar you need to make a slushy. Like Coke has so much.
You don't need a lot of sugar. I don't even think you need really much anything. If you get the not sponsored, but Ninja, the company that makes a bunch of shit, they have a slushy maker, and I'm pretty sure it doesn't require. Well, actually, I don't even know, so don't even take my word for it. But I don't think they require sugar or not much like that. You just got to pour the drink in, and it does the mixing with whatever the fuck it uses. It uses some like cooling
it's like,
machine.
Wasn't it salt? Didn't we do it and we like fucked it up?
You need
it
was, salt.
Like, no. But ice. We didn't use the Ninja. The Ninja, whatever the name is. We use some like TikTok shop, bit blop blop doop dop.
Bit blop
Team
blop.
West,
bit
Team
yeah,
West,
it, wasn't,
shit.
It wasn't that.
Is, speaking of Timu, are they still going through that lawsuit?
Dude, I don't know.
I
anymore.
Have no fucking idea.
Do people even care about that anymore?
Do you even go on Timu at all?
Because I feel like they were just.
I don't think anyone orders from Timu. Like
Timu ever, could like get all. Deleted off the internet, and I wouldn't even care. Like I was just like, oh, all right.
They keep trying to still work with
my
me,
drapes are Timu.
Are you serious?
That means we have the same drapes, Larry.
No. I was just talking about the color because the Timu color is orange and this is orange.
Oh, see, I just completely looked over that one. You got me, man.
Absolute idiot. Listen,
absolutely,
guys. Nick, you missed out on the scariest night of our lives.
I did miss out.
You missed out on the most mid movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my god.
It was mid. I will say it was pretty mid.
It was not bad. It was okay. So we watched The Conjuring on theaters, IMAX and everything. No, we didn't. But we did watch it on this thing where like they make your seats shake And like supposedly it was, there was supposed to be
I'd like to
black chime slug.
In. Can I chime in about the black slug and how we didn't get slimed or anything?
Yeah,
dude, I'm reading reviews about this, like the experience. And just to clarify, it's like when you go to the movie theaters, you're sitting in a chair watching the movie. That's it. But they offer this other thing where it's like, we're going to fucking spritz you with water, boy. Get ready. You're never going to know. Boom, your chairs are going to shake. Slime's boom, your slime you. From yeah. the ceiling. Like, it sounded really cool. And I swear to God, when we watched the movie, it was like a subwoofer was in my butt. And that was about it. It was gently shaking.
Yeah. Me and Tanner were like, when we sat next to each other. So like there, before the movie started, we were like, oh, there's a fucking probe in my kept going, kept going up and down.
My chair, I was like,
whoa, terrifying. Yeah, it was not that cool. But I mean, here's the thing though. Me and Nick went to the movie theater one time to watch. It was this robot movie. What was it called, Nick? Do you remember?
It was an animation one, right?
It was an animation one.
It was
I forget what it was.
Shit.
But it's cute. It's very, very cute. It's
like the animated this robot. Walking
the wild robot.
Yeah, the wild robot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we watched it with that same like whole contraption, the saw trap. And it like sprayed mist. It like actually moved the seat around.
It did?
And it would
and
like
it was blowing,
yes.
And there were fans that were blowing. Yeah, dude.
It was blowing air too, dude. Yeah, when they were like, there was a part where like they were going really fast in the field, and the wind was literally blowing in your face, and it was like, oh,
well, that's what
dude,
I thought you guys were going
all
to.
Over my
we,
face.
That's what apparently we got, which is really shitty. To,
nah, the
to
one
me.
That the yeah. one that I go to, I'm actually gonna go and watch Demon Slayer movie tomorrow there.
Wow. Have you even watched like the most recent? Do you know where you are and what's going on?
Yeah, I just recapped it last night just to be sure I'm ready.
The good full shit. Season good you shit. Recapped?
You just damn. Watched all of Demon Slayer last night?
I didn't have to you don't have to watch the whole season. You just got to watch like the last 4 or 5 episodes.
And then you're like, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then you know you remember like Muzan. You remember when they're all jumping on him? And
oh
then go,
yeah,
doink,
yeah,
and then they all fall through the.
Yeah, when
spoiler
they fall through
alert,
the shit. Yeah.
Tony Stark dies. Yeah. So yeah. Anyway.
Damn. Wait, what? Tony, are you serious? Tony Stark's dead?
Tony Stark, again? Yeah, he died. I'm sorry, Warner
I
Brothers.
But, can't believe that.
Yeah, all that's, we got was like some fucking Dominican subwoofer in our butthole the whole time when like someone would shake. Now, aside from
playing in
the,
our butts.
Aside from the theater, I think the movie itself was like, I'm not going to lie, I left a little like, what just happened?
Were you
now,
underwhelmed? Be honest.
A little underwhelmed, but I kind of expected it, so it's kind of like, you know, it's like, yeah. Like, I left like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was,
so
yeah.
Is this
that
the,
was, yeah.
Is this the same movie with the doll?
Yeah, Annabelle.
Yeah, Annabelle.
And she appeared, and she was like, I don't want to spoil
spoilers,
or anything.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're right. But there was an interesting scene that was like actually pretty cool, I'm not going to lie.
I liked it. I liked the movie. I like that was like what was done. But yeah, the ending was just rushed.
It was just the pacing. I just did not. Yeah. There was so much shit to keep up with. I was like, dude, I had like tabs open on like my fucking like iPhone. I was like, okay, that was happening there. Okay, I actually didn't have my phone out, but it felt like I needed tabs out. I feel like I needed like notebooks.
LA?
No, I didn't fall asleep at all.
Interesting.
When
that
we
was really hard
so no, it was funny because I was asleep.
Fell asleep during Bad Omen, the first Omen.
Oh,
did
I
you?
Did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that movie. That Larry should be like a thing. That should be like,
dude, it's because like it's because I don't know. For some reason, it's been a bad like string of I get sleepy before we go to the movie theaters. So I
we
took a nap before we went to this one. Right, I took a nap. So I woke you guys woke me up and then we went and then we were laughing about the fact that you were like, dude, if you fall asleep with these fucking subwoofers or assholes, they're how the fuck like there was no way I was ever gonna fall asleep because we had these moving chairs and shit, right? So I didn't fall asleep. But I
don't buy that. I
kinda like
fall
the subwoofers
anywhere,
in my
dude.
I did like the subwoofers anywhere, too. Also, no, I can promise you Larry did not he didn't fall asleep. He was chill.
Tanner was next to me. He could.
Me and Larry, we slept through all like 2 hours of Oppenheimer. So I was really trying not to fall asleep.
You fell asleep too? On that? Are you serious?
Yeah, you and me were sitting next to each other, and like 45 minutes into Oppenheimer, we're just like, we fell asleep. And then like, I remember hearing the bomb drop and I was like, whoa. And then I felt like,
dude, we would suck in war. Like we would like be asleep in the trenches and a grenade falls on us. We're like, yeah, but no, I mean, respect. I missed the first one. I wish I watched the first. Respect to the people who made the movies. Okay. That's all I would say.
But yeah, no, respect.
I just respect think that- to the people. I miss the first one. Like that, whatever the feeling, the best one. Whatever the vibe was with the first one. Maybe I'm just being a stupid nostalgic. Maybe that's what I'm seeing it through a lens.
An old man lens.
An old man. Yeah. Well, I'm like, oh, the old ones were better. But,
I didn't like the third one. The Devil Made Me Do It. I hated that one. Yeah, I put that at the bottom of the list.
People were saying that one was out after this came out. That was still the worst one out of the bunch. They like this one more. And I personally did too, I'll be honest.
Because the second one was like pretty dope.
Yeah.
You know,
it was like the same concept of the family.
The Crooked Man. Scary. The Crooked Man. It's Crooked Mess. Ooh. Nick, you would have loved the movie, man. You would have absolutely.
It was
our
loud.
Next horror. Oh, come on.
No.
But yeah, no. I called. Why do you call Nick?
What do you hate horror?
And like, because I wanted us all to go, but I kind of already knew his answer before calling. And I called him. He was like, yeah, what's going on? I was like, hey, you want to go see a movie tonight? He was like, what movie? I was like, fuck, this is it. This is over. Conjuring? He was like, nah, I'm good, bro. Nah, bro, I'm good. And then he started talking about how people were leaving the theater possessed and how...
What?
I'm dead.
What? Hey,
that's not real.
When?
Isaac? Yeah. Explain that you had to also look it up and you were low-key kind of freaked out too for a little bit.
Oh. I was low-key freaked out until people started debunking it as a marketing campaign.
Did the Final Destination marketing. Oh,
wait, dude, this reminds this is so funny. I was eating these like candies, these the watermelon Sour Patch, and I choked on one. And I didn't, and it was like during this like possession scene that was happening, and I was like, and it was like so bad that like they had to pass me water, and I was like, yeah, okay, wait, don't make a big
Larry
fuss about that.
Doing that, that's when the priests came in because they were all on standby to make sure that he wasn't getting possessed during the movie. So yeah, he choked on a Sour Patch Kid, and you know all the nuns came in and started just spritzing him, and he was like, stop. Oh, maybe that was a part. I didn't even think about that. The only reason that we didn't get the water spritz was because nobody in the theater got possessed.
Dude, I saw in some theaters they brought out the guy with the hatchet, like physically in the theater, and they had
dude,
like
how
a
come
whole
that can
crew.
Happen to us?
I know. Well, there was no one at the theater. There was no one there. There was no one at the theater. There was like literally eight people at the theater. That was
dude. Movies are dying. Movie theaters have to be dying.
They are dying,
dude.
They are.
But we need to revive them because it. For let that die, moment man. That I was in die. The Conjuring world, I forgot I was on Earth.
Oh, this wicked Earth.
Felt like dude, I was fighting for that family.
I don't want to get all sad about thinking about this, but I feel like creativity is just at an all-time down and decline. Like, I feel like...
How? AI's a thing. We can do anything.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You can type whatever you want. That's creative. Sorry. Come on, bro.
You're gonna end up on Twitter, bro. You're gonna end up on Twitter.
Oh god.
3 seconds into the podcast, AI.
No one makes anything anymore. It's all AI. It's all AI. Erg.
I just feel like no one's creative anymore, man.
I
like
know.
Fucking
and that's,
you know, no good
and that's
movies,
when we
no
come
good
in.
Music.
You know why? It's because we got put on this earth where everything else has already been done. We
they've
can't
been
do
done.
Anything else anymore.
Hey,
everything's been done.
Hey, not with that. See, that's the mentality that leads you down the path of why even? Why even if it's all been done? Because I'm fighting against that. I'm against the fact that there is creativity. There is more. There is more to do. And we have to do it.
I think that we should just start over on Mars or the moon or something.
Imagine start over.
First, I don't really first, feel like the rebirthing.
The first vlogger on like the moon. So much to do there.
First vlogger on the moon or like the first astronaut.
Everybody...
No, I want to see the first black hole vlog.
Yeah, everybody
comment down below
knows.
If you made it this far. 14 minutes in, the first black hole vlog, if you get that reference.
Yeah, and you guys mark my words, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen soon.
It's gonna fucking happen,
and
dude.
Everyone's gonna look back on this.
Hey guys,
like, what?
Wait, Nick.
Yes.
I have a crazy vlog idea for you. Attach your camera to like 10,000 mile, I don't know how long the ocean is, but like a 10,000 mile rope. Okay. Just start fucking,
the ocean is 10,000 miles.
Do I just start dragging it?
Just start like dipping it into the ocean and be the first one to discover the bottom of the ocean. See what's going on down there.
Yeah, nobody really cares about the bottom of the ocean right now.
Yeah, because nobody can discover it, but you can do it.
Yeah, the Mariana Trench.
The Mariana Trench. It's, well, there's a reason why, Tanner.
Why?
They've been to the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
Because the answers are down there, and no one wants the answers.
I know aliens are down there.
The keys, that's why people think the keys are in the ocean.
You know what is down at the very bottom of the Mariana Trench? A fucking plastic bag.
Really?
At least a Coca-Cola bottle. That's all I know.
I remember seeing there was a footage and there was like an article about how they made it to the bottom of the ocean, one of the hardest places to get to.
They did not make it to the bottom of the ocean.
They made it to the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
Yeah, you just got to get a drone down there.
Okay, wait. But did they?
It was a plastic bag.
They didn't make it past like the first crust, right?
First crust.
Yeah, like you know how like yeah.
Bro, you think the bottom of the ocean's in the middle of the earth? What the fuck are you saying? They didn't make it past the first crust. What? Yes.
Once they get to the bottom of the ocean, they have to keep digging.
All right, so we've made it this far. I think we're just going to keep going to the center of the entire earth.
I wonder why we haven't discovered it. We got to start digging.
They've made it to the bottom of the ocean. Like, yeah. They've made it.
We still haven't discovered 80% of the ocean.
Yeah,
like, that's a real thing.
Boom. Yeah, there was literally a plastic bag that was found at the bottom of the Mariana Trench, and it was big news because people were like, even at the bottom of the trench, the deepest place away from all civilization, there was a bag that couldn't escape pollution from
heat. Why'd you always use that
know
voice?
How to fuck it up.
Yeah, that's because a serious like, topic.
Because it's stupid, man. Shut up.
Are like, plastic bags?
Then go here's fucking question, pick it up. Are they, like what?
Willie lashes out on environmentalists across the world.
Are they
You're stupid?
Are plastic?
Oh my god! This really goes to show how much it's like. Yeah, bro. We know, dude. We know the pollution problem we have, man.
But how can
That's
we
why
fix?
We got to go. To one of the. We got to go to the rings of Saturn.
What is that?
Yeah.
What if
there's a Coca-Cola can or like a bag of Takis in the
Coca-Cola? Oh my god! They would lose their shit.
They'd be like, oh my god.
Even on the rings of Saturn, humanity knows how to fuck it up.
Far this point away from human civilization, there is a Coca-Cola bag and a Takis can, or what did I say?
Takis can, hot Cheetos.
Takis can.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyways, Conjuring movie happens. Movies are great, and I guess environment's cool too.
I can give you the ranking of it right now. First one's the best one. Second one's good. The fourth one is better than the third one, and that's my ranking system.
I like that.
Wait, this is the fourth Conjuring?
Yeah,
that was number four.
Hopefully it's the last, right?
It is, yeah.
It's definitely the
last rites.
Yeah.
It's the last rites.
It's the last rites, baby.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We thought you would come with us, but you know.
But now that means you have to watch Weapons with us. We're like together. Like the two.
Yeah, keep in mind, we have three
Weapons is, they say that it's the absolute scariest movie ever
the
made.
The top dog scary movie ever made with 94 yeah. golden awesome top
And it,
dog
it, they said that like if you don't like horror movies, you're going to fucking hate this movie.
Yeah.
So I think like you should come over and
you should
watch
come
it.
Over.
Like you have to watch it with the Pope in the building. So like it's kind of hard to get tickets right now.
You also you get a therapist for a week after the movie. After
instead of popcorn in the theater, they give you holy water and a crucifix
and a Bible.
And those Larry, please help me. What are they called? Rosaries. You get rosaries.
Rosaries. Yeah, you get a rosary and you got to do the prayer. You got to go through every single bead and pray.
Yeah. Every 10 minutes in the movie, there's a prayer break just in case you get possessed.
And the music that plays during that break is.
Nothing gets me in the mood to pray like that song.
Look at that. We just made the world's scariest movie idea, and no one's going to ever do it.
No one. Nobody.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Wait, pause.
We made the world's scariest movie by hiring a priest and a therapist and hiring and getting Bibles for everyone who watches it.
That's a great group video.
That's a great fucking video. Holy shit.
You have to get baptized. There's like a little water pool at the front of the screen.
Holy crazy. All right,
go sit down.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me. We were talking about like, movie theaters being boring and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's this one movie called The Long Walk, which is sounds pretty fucking boring, I'm not gonna lie, but most of the showings where if you're in this movie theater, watching the movie, you have to walk on a treadmill. I'm not memeing. This is serious.
At the pace of 3 miles per hour.
Yeah, yeah, if you stop walking, you get removed from the theater. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. This is not a bit, a meme,
dude,
or anything. That's real.
That's so, that's easy as hell.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe for you and me, but the average movie guy, maybe not.
Like, I'm trying to
well,
eat
how
my
long
popcorn.
Is the movie?
I'm trying to eat popcorn. Like, I'm trying
hours.
To eat slushies.
It's 2 hours almost.
Can you imagine? I'm on like my third slushie. I'm like,
vomiting. You slip on your vomit.
Yep.
You get dragged out through vomit in my glass.
I'm covered in candy and like the stains of the movie.
Getting dragged away and like booted out of the theater.
Oh my god.
But that is real. One.
I wanted fun. I'm looking down to do it. I'll do it.
What if you get removed? What then?
Now it's not gonna happen.
I wish you could record inside a movie theater. It'd be a funny video.
You technically can.
I mean,
we were watching the trailer and the, like the long walk trailer, and I just looked at Larry. I'm just like, they're just fucking walking. Like,
what's yeah, yeah, like
what's
the big buzz?
What's the whole thing?
What's the next movie? They're gonna walking. Sit and see whoever stands up.
The,
like
the
dies.
Long sit, the long nap,
the long rest.
Dude.
Yeah, the long nap. You said the long.
Your
nap.
Stride, Isaac, versus Larry's would be insane.
The what?
You walk like Isaac walked at a 3, and Larry, you'd be like almost jogging at a 3.
Yeah, I'm like just underneath jogging when I'm at a 3.
That's
I'm
so like, uncomfortable. Serious? That's so kind of
yeah.
I'm almost at a jog at 3. Like I'm like, all right, we're walking pretty quick right now.
Right. Yeah. Walking is like 2.5.
My quick walk. I was literally doing it today at the gym because I had popcorn. Went a lot.
Popcorn.
In my, I was at 15 incline, 3.8, and that was a pretty fast walk for me.
3.8? What the fuck is wrong with you? You freak.
I
That's
know,
like my
I
dead
know.
Sprint.
He I'm just
like,
has long no, I, legs, bro.
It's yeah. And me and Grant, when we have to like walk, dude, if we're in the airport and we look at each other, it's game over. We're walking and we're cutting up. Like we outpace everybody.
We're cutting we're up. Running.
Yeah,
it's dude. Like.
Swear to God, that's dude, what Grant and I do with the airport.
In my last vlog that like I was filming, I showed Grant running or walking at a 10 pace on a treadmill, and he was like lightly jogging.
Yeah, that was like his light jog, and that would be like I'm already falling off the treadmill, and I'm like scraped my knees.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, Grant's
dude,
walk
walking
is...
behind you and Grant.
But
Isaac, you guys
listen,
are talking
okay, where
I know. I'm sorry. I know
where that's know. A boost. I mean, the fall comes at let's say when you're leg training, like a leg press or like a hacksmith or whatever the fuck they no hack
hack squat,
hack squat. Yeah, dude. Holy crap! That range of motion you got to do. You got to bend hella down. You got to bend hella up. Me. I got to go halfway through that shit, and I'm already getting all the full range of motion, and I'm good. But it still hurts. I mean,
you could just apply it to sitting in a car. What else?
That's all you got, dude. That's awesome.
Airplane, you suck at sitting in an airplane.
Yeah, Grant. Grant cannot sit in economy without his legs either spread out or digging into the seat in front of him. He also can't fit in certain cars.
I'm letting y'all know real quick. In Mexico, so I have this cousin who has a boyfriend that's 6'5 or 6'6, and he hit his head so many times on the doorways as he was going through the house, and he had like a mark after the trip because he hit himself so many times. Hit himself up here, like on the very top, and then on the forehead. And then on the back too, because sometimes where he would duck and then he thinks he already cleared it, and then he goes up and then he hits the back. Yeah, he hits the back of it.
That was the story of my life in Japan.
Do you guys see like a hobbit house? How small is that house?
It's not that small. Like the ones that my parents have, it's they've been constructing it for like 3 years. Dude, it's been crazy because they started construction when we like just before we moved out here. So it's been like 3-ish years, I'd say, but it's not that small. Like Isaac, you're not going to be hunched down fucking like, you know, oh, this is tiny or anything like that.
I mean,
even if so,
it's just, again, it's like tool of the trade. Like I'll body that shit, man. I'll just body
it's
it.
Just
I'll
the just doorways. I think the doorways might be a little bit smaller,
are they,
but
arch,
the ceilings
the
are
arches.
Like,
does Mexico have saloons? Okay.
Yeah.
Saloons
with like those doors that open up and
oh
go back
no
and forth.
Not that I've seen. Where I was.
You walk in, the guy on the piano, and everyone's like talking. Yeah. And
no, that is a, no. There's a bar. I've been wanting to go. I took a photo of it one time when we were out. There's a bar downtown that has saloon doors. Like, I took a photo of it, and it had like the logo was like the shape of a pistol, like a revolver, and it was just like apparently who went there? Oh, Niz. Niz went there, and he was like, "Yeah, there's like always like the same people there."
I've always wanted to kick those things open and just cause a scene.
Yeah. I'm trying to get into some
start
action.
A fight.
And that's how
start
it starts. Fight.
I gotta find it though, but
that's so funny, Isaac.
What?
You write emails all day and then you're like, I'm trying to get some action now. I'm
trying to get some
action.
That's
all I want to do is get some action.
Let's go.
That could be a movie we make. You're what? Tired of writing emails, yeah. And then you finally get the call. This is what you've been waiting for.
Call.
A James Gunn movie.
James Gunn movie. Yes, dude.
Write emails like really, and then really get fun. Pissed.
You know the movie...
Found it. Look, can y'all even see that?
Oh, I see it.
It's yeah. Like a, yeah. And, it, like and it's got like... short ones.
What? No, they're look. Okay, the guy ones. Was in the way, but... You
know, no,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they're big and long and it's metal, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I don't think anywhere you're going to find a salon or a saloon. salon. Kick door open. Let me get a haircut. that's going to have that. It's like, think about the damn, like, that shit's so easy to rob.
Bro,
Speaking of salons, this brought my mind to the AirPods, the new ones that have that live translation stuff.
What? Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what
you're talking
about. Because he's saying that, like, now that the AirPods have live translations, you can go to salons and you can hear what everyone's saying about you. Like, if you go to, like, no salons, like, my mom would always tell me.
They're talking
shit, bro. My mom would always tell me, like, sometimes they could be talking some shit. It really depends. Like, sometimes some people might say a little thing or two underneath
I've heard stories, dude. And I think they do absolutely. Talk shit. Like, hella.
They do. Yeah. Xiaoma NYC, the guy that, like, that white dude that knows Chinese and all these other languages. Yeah. He went there and they were, like, talking some shit about him.
Why?
But how often? Because,
like, why not?
That?
Like, they just know why you're not going
to know. Oh, well, look at this guy. He doesn't speak this. Yeah. What an idiot. Am I right? Look at this fucking dude. He's white. What the fuck? Oh, my God. You can understand us? What? That's like his whole channel, dude. I love it.
Yeah.
The reactions exactly. are always dude, like,
oh. He's such a, he's like the OG rage baiter because he was not rage baiting really, but he's like, that was such a horrible sentence that wow. just came out of my mouth. That's going to take one year out of my life. I'm sorry.
OG
I'm sorry. That was really bad. he's like, hi, yes. Can I get this? Can I get this? Also,
speak some language.
And then it's like,
Chinese.
The wears like,
but I do like his videos though. His videos are very fun to watch. Dude, I wish in an alternate universe, guys, we were all different, like, polyglot YouTubers. We would speak every single language.
You can be, you can be Hispanic.
It's going to get harder now the older we get, so we got to catch up.
Bro, I'm only
dude,
21.
I already saw gray hair in my head. I'm going to die soon, dude.
Dude, it's you over. Need to relax.
Darn. No.
You need it's to relax. Over.
Everyone knows, yeah, you're, like, over the hill at 25 years old.
Dude. Willie's clinging on the youth. He's looking at Pokemon cards.
Yeah, man. It's on, yeah.
Yeah, look at me, dude.
Your age regressing.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh,
if I wear this skin cap, hopefully I'll like shit. Regress.
Dude, there was a big issue in our own Discord server with people joking about age regressing, but like some people weren't joking about it, and it was really gross.
Oh, no.
That shit.
I don't even know what regressing. What's age regressing?
It's when somebody goes through like a traumatic event, and so... In their brain, they try to revert back to younger age.
All right, I understand.
Yeah, so
now.
They start speaking like a fucking baby, and it's weird as fuck.
And start, I, yeah. And there's, I don't, there's no right fucking, range.
Yeah, no, don't do that shit.
So were they calling you? They were calling you age regressor.
That's my answer. Get a fucking therapist, huh?
Are they calling you age regressor?
People call me an age player. They say I'm an age player.
Oh, I see that all the time. I messaged you about that. I was like, dude, why does everyone call you an age player? Because I forgot where I first saw it,
I
but like everywhere. It was everywhere.
It was once in a Twitch chat and I lost my absolute shit.
That's where it started. It started from that one person.
30-year-old age player.
30-year-old age player rages over...
Yeah, Pokemon cards.
Yeah, ruins history, getting mad over Pokemon or something.
So the group chat is composed of a 30-year-old rage player or...
Rage baiter?
30-year-old age player, a PNG tuber. And then, I don't know. What are you? What's you and I, Tanner?
I'm just fuck, dude. Like
nonchalant ass dude,
just a chill ass dude,
nonchalant. And then Larry.
And Grunk, what's Grunk?
Grunk is college, he's like the modern day hippie.
He's a modern day hippie.
He's the modern day hippie.
Dude, I'm gonna let him know you guys are saying this.
I told him that. He's like the modern day hippie. He's like when he's like what Steve Jobs was back in the day.
You're a hippie.
That is exactly what he is.
Steve Jobs was a hippie and he just created Apple, y'all.
Yeah. I feel
Grunk's
like
going to become a hippie. He's going to create the
make
pair.
Something else.
Steve Jobs also thought that
make?
The pair.
He's going to turn Mars into a spaceship. Then that'll be our intergalactic.
He would, bro. He would do that.
He's going to he's going to find out the first Mars plant species and somehow figured out how to roll it into a blunt and smoke it.
Like a plant on Mars.
Right, smoking the first Mars plant.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys,
start growing gray skin.
Grunk from Jack and Camden Reviews. I'm with Camden. We're on Mars. So today we have this weird fucking plant, and Cam totally thinks that we should smoke it. So we're gonna smoke it instead of eating it. It's just fitting. And then they smoke it, and the rest is history.
They learn this ancient alien language.
What?
They learn this ancient alien language, and then the aliens come from the sky, and they're like, I can't believe you made it this far and actually smoked the plant. And then they take us into the Intergalactic Federation of Planets.
That sounds kind of awesome.
That's a South Park. That's a South Park.
That's a movie. That's
a South Park episode.
No, that's literally just Rick and Morty. He's
oh, no, yeah,
Council
right.
of Ricks right now, I think, Loki.
You're right.
Sorry, buddy. Someone thought that, bud. Sorry.
See, everything's already been done.
Yep.
No.
Creativity left in this
this is why we just need to stop everything. No. Like, we should all just stop and just quit. Like, let's just all quit and let's just all play Pokemon.
Let's just have like a band and we play outside the shops. We can just be a little own band.
Even worse. No, because you know why? No, because creativity can still happen. And oh, watch this segue. Creativity can still happen, and because of technology advancing, it allows for creativity to expand even more. Mm. Technology. It's really good in the NFL. NFL, Bills Mafia, Ravens. So what happened that night?
Dude, okay, no. If anything, I thought you were going to segue into like something like the Peak video or Family Feud, technology editing, but no. Yeah, all right, segue. Watch this. So, all right, so creativity and AI.
Tanner, where are you going? Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, shit. Here we go. Okay.
Put that ish on, bro. Represent, bro.
No, because that was a crazy game. I'm not a big, like, sports guy. Like, I'm not big into football. Maybe UFC, but, like, not football. But that was a crazy, like, that is one of those moments where it's like, holy shit, that was pretty
That
nuts.
Was an insane first
game. That felt like a movie, too, because everyone was, like, doubting them, like, leaving.
Who doubted them? Let me know.
Yeah, exactly. We need a list of names.
I did not doubt them. I want to see everybody who's like, I'm going to bed, man. 0-1 already. I'm out of here. Dude, 30% of the stadium like left. Like they're already gone.
Yeah, they did.
Nick,
they
did.
Just a preface for everyone who may not know what's going on. So
the
real season for the NFL started, and Tanner's favorite team, the Bills, were up against the Ravens. The Ravens were absolutely just dragging these guys through the mud for
down. They were down
quarters.
It was 40-25 with 7 minutes left, and the comeback didn't even start until 4 minutes. And like, dude, it was crazy. The
Absolutely.
Turning point of the game was when we tackled Derrick Henry and he fumbled. And that guy doesn't really fumble a lot.
No.
Because he's 6'5", 250. You're not going to tackle him that easy.
How do you like make that happen?
He pushed that ball out and I was like, dude, what's going to happen? And then freaking Josh, I was like, and he just puts a fucking bullet, boom, right there in Keon Coleman's hands, touchdown, boom. And it just keeps going and it keeps going.
Oh my God.
Yep. And everyone's like, oh, everybody was actually trying to get back in the stadium. Like those frauds.
Are you serious? They were trying to get
like,
back
wait,
in.
What's going on? Let me back in.
I'm like, just too soon. Oh, I knew.
Wait,
someone,
no.
God,
yeah.
Shame
Dude,
on
and
us.
Then,
I was just running the bathroom. Let me back in.
No, please. And then, oh, dude. And then the game winning kick.
My car.
Yeah, they're already at their car. Like,
driving back through the stadium. Like you're trying to fucking get in. Oh,
yeah,
man.
It was a crazy game.
And then the game-winning kick was done by like a 50-year-old, and he was like 2 days prior, he was coaching his son's team in Arizona. And so he was like, yeah, I just got the call. And I was like, I'm here now. And
he's going to come back to that team as like a hero.
Literally, he got like drafted. Like, I'm sure he was on the roster, but he got like drafted and asked to be in this game. and he kicked a game-winning field goal as a like a Pee Wee coach in where was it, Arizona?
Wait, what?
Where was he?
No, dude, he's been in the league for a while. Dude, he was on the Denver Broncos. He was on like
I've
every
never
team
seen
already.
Him before ever.
He's Matt Prater, dude.
And he was talking like he was. How old is he? Like 50?
He's in his, let me look it up.
40s, I think.
He's old. He's
it's
old.
Magical.
He's crazy.
See, guys,
old.
even at that age, you could do magic.
He is 41 years old.
Is he a starter?
He is now, but he was not on any teams because he's so old.
Yeah, I didn't think he was. Dude, he was
it was so funny. The Bills like saw him walk into practice and they all thought he was one of the coaches for special teams.
Oh, man.
He's like, oh, is that a new coach?
Oh, man. Yeah, the way not he was no talking post-game interview, he was like, man, I'm just really like happy to be here. Like it made it sound like it was like a Make-A-Wish fan thing.
Yeah, like a charity.
And even so, like he still kicked that fucking touchdown and did it.
Dude, absolutely. Do you know how long he's been in the NFL?
Oh, no. Is it like a lot of years?
It's 2007.
Oh, mamma mia.
He started with Atlanta, Denver, Detroit, Arizona, and now Buffalo. He's been
that's like almost that's 20 almost 20 years. That's
yeah.
like
going on to the second decade.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
He's a freaking guy.
Dude, I was at the gym, and Stephen A. Smith was up. He was talking
oh my
about,
God, I thought you were saying he was there.
No,
I was like,
no.
What the
oh
fuck?
My God. No, he was on the treadmill TVs that like these they all have. It was like a really random switch. I was just like, whatever, I'll watch it. And he was talking about how he was talking like about the top five teams or like breakout teams for this season, and both the Eagles and the Bills are up there, and it was awesome.
Ooh.
I felt like Tanner and I were like, oh God, freaky ass dog. Jesus.
Oh,
it felt, yeah, it was great.
Crazy ass tongue.
Dude, what the fuck? That dog. I was like, that dog kind of looks like Sans. It's a little weird. And you're like, freaky ass dog.
Psychotic ass look. Did you see his eyes?
That's a weird fucked up dog.
For the listeners at home, we're watching dogs.
Yeah today's Isaac White channel is.
Why are we saying listeners at home? We're not even uploading to Spotify.
Yeah, we are.
Wait, are we not?
Why would you say that? Why would you even say that? It is getting uploaded.
Wait, we're not getting uploaded.
Well, you've been uploading
Spotify?
To Spotify this whole time?
Yes.
What?
Oh.
What?
Hey,
what?
Oh my God. You think we're just saying that for fun?
I thought that was forgotten about, to be honest.
No. Wow. Ever since I took over, I kept it in. It's always been on the. Always been.
You know,
never gonna leave.
But we were on a hiatus, and things change when you go on hiatuses, and people forget. And so I just assumed
I
doubted you, bro.
I never
sorry
forget.
I doubted you.
I've never forgotten a fucking thing.
Sorry, I doubted you.
Never forgotten. Okay. Name one thing I've forgotten. I'll remember.
Elephant never forgets.
Damn, you really haven't forgotten shit in a minute.
You know what I haven't forgotten about?
What?
9/11.
Oh!
Happy 9/11 day, Americans across the world.
All across the world.
All across the world.
It actually is 9/11. That is a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Today's 9/11.
9/11 day.
It is.
Today's 9/11.
Show some respect.
And yesterday was an amazing day. It was Jay Schlatt's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Jay birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's all that happened down that day was
only
Jay
thing
Schlatt,
that happened that day.
Only thing
Jay
that happened
turned
that day.
One
Dude,
year
he's
older.
26. I feel like he's been 26 for like 80 years.
He's like,
it's the chops, man.
He looks old.
It is.
Facial, that's why I got to keep the. I made an oath to myself, and I wrote it in blood. I am not gonna have a beard until I have a family. Like until I have my first kid, that's when I'm gonna start growing out the beard.
What if I hide all of your shaving, everything?
Then I'm going to have to pluck it out. I mean, I don't know what else you want me to do.
Damn, that would hurt, dude.
That would hurt, but that's the... in blood. I wrote it in blood.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that makes it real,
but
I guess.
I'm going to be shaven, clean shaven for the rest of my life until I have a kid.
Dude, I used to have the facial hair like this piece right here and maybe a mustache every now and again. You guys remember when I used to have just like that chin piece?
Mm-hmm.
Years and years ago.
And you looked older too. That made you look older.
And then I would shave my face and I thought I looked like a baby. Wait, remember that picture of Tanner when he shaved his fucking face and he's smiling in the mirror and he's like,
Oh my god.
That was the day.
It was like this. Like, you had like a Tyler the Creator pose. You were like,
dude.
I did. I think I still have that in my phone. I really think I do.
When was the last time you clean shaved?
Yeah, when is that?
That day.
Wow.
That was that. Wow.
Yeah. I realized how shitty I looked. I was like, nope. Wait, now actually, I did it recently. And then people said they fucking hated it. So I never did it again.
Wow.
Why? Don't let the other ones tell you how to shave that beard.
No, sometimes they're right, dude. I just got to listen to them.
Oh, my God.
Everything they say all the time.
Everything they say is right all the time.
I'll listen to them.
All right.
Well,
all right.
I don't know. I mean, I can't even grow a beard out, so that's kind of out of the equation.
I want to see Larry with a beard.
I feel like I look weird, bro. Like, especially with long hair and a beard. I'd look like Jesus or something.
That'd be awesome. Nick.
That's what my mom says. Every time I talk about cutting my hair, like, my dad's like, when are you going to cut it? And I'm like, I don't know. And I don't know how short. He's like, you should cut it all the way. When and then my mom's like, no, he shouldn't cut it. His hair looks beautiful. It reminds me of Jesus. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Aww,
that's like an honor.
Yeah, I was like, oh wow, you know, that's really sweet of you, mom. But no, they always fight about my damn hair. And I was actually thinking about it recently. I don't know if I should cut it before TwitchCon or not, because I talked about it on my stream a while back. But guys, I had a fucked up haircut, and a lot of people came up to me at TwitchCon last year and were talking about my hair looking like Lord Farquaad and fucking so many other people. Like,
did you just call him Lord Farquaad?
Lord Farquaad, he said, bro.
Lord Farquaad.
Oh. Yeah, come on, bro.
Sorry. Lord Farquaad. I have such a potty brain.
You need to grow up, bro.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Yeah. No, I ain't driving dirt. Grow up. No, I ain't driving dirt. Grow up. Tanner, where are you going?
Tanner, do you remember when you shaved your face? Because I'm still trying to find that picture. I'm looking.
Let me go look for you because I love you in every shape way for me.
That was really cute.
I freaking love you.
These guys are on their phone. Like, what do you want to have a staring contest or something? What do you want to do now?
Dude. What's it? Dude, fuck you. You don't have your camera on. Faceless.
Fuck you.
Oh. Faceless.
No, I can adapt.
Oh.
I'm highly adapt.
If you're listening to this podcast, say aye, if you want his face revealed.
Aye.
Someone's in class. Aye.
I'm here having a staring contest. I'm ready.
Dude, no. Take that shit away. God,
I'm literally ready.
Stop. Wait, in the meantime,
live animated eyes of eye.
Oh, you found it?
Oh, you found it.
The fucking picture.
All right,
let's see.
I'm sending it. Damn.
Sending it.
Jamie, pull it up.
No,
Jamie,
show
pull
us.
It up.
Show us.
Show us on the camera. Okay.
Hold on. Jamie has to pull this up, guys. Wow.
I have to pull it on my phone. Oh, there it is.
Perfect. Hold on. Jamie's pulling it. He's doing his best he can.
And then you on FaceTime, dude. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great photo. There it is. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Look at me.
Wonderful.
I don't think it looks bad, personally.
What year was it? No, it doesn't look bad. It doesn't look bad at all. Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. That was during the old crazy. Video.
That is crazy. Oh, that is crazy-ass photo. Oh,
Nick,
my God.
Nick, did you ever talk about that?
What is that? You guys are just pulling up random shit.
Oh my God.
Did we ever talk about what?
Did you ever talk about what happened to? I think a lot of people were like expecting a video of some way or some video to come out of that, the old shit. I don't know.
Did you ever talk about the old people shit?
well, what I can say is that my makeup was shitty. All right, look, she was great. The girl was great. Not any disrespect to her in any way, shape, or form. It's that I think, like, I paid for a certain amount of time, and I think that, like, the method that she was using wasn't prosthetic. It was something else. And you're only so limited to that. And so she was like, well, Larry is younger than everyone, so she was saying that younger faces are actually harder to make look older. And so she, like, knew that, and I think that she worked really, really hard on Larry's, and because of that, it took her a lot more time.
We're on it for a hot minute, low-key.
Yeah,
because
she made Larry's look a lot better, then she was, like, working on Tanner next, and then Tanner didn't look that bad, but, like, Tanner from afar still looked like Tanner. You couldn't really see it. And then for me, I was, like, peeling, and then also, I looked pale as fuck.
You looked like a vampire.
Yeah, I'm pretty tan, like, overall, so it just didn't make any sense. So then we went home and we were all like on our computers, and the original plan, until I found out that it would have cost probably $4,000 or $5,000, I'm not even fucking kidding, was like, it was going to be like $4,000 or $5,000 for all of us to be done. Actually, that's not even true. It would have been like $4,000 or $5,000 for like two or three of us to be done. So it'd been like six or seven for like the prosthetics.
Whoa.
Prosthetics.
What?
You said a
that's
number.
Crazy.
You said a number.
Oh, 6-7. Oh my god, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
did you realize that? I didn't realize that.
I did realize. Did you realize? 6-7.
Okay, I hate that number stands out. Dude, it's so stupid.
Dumb. So okay, wait. Can I ask a question? Because if you did do that, with the two people, 6 or 7K, wouldn't it have taken like 13 hours?
So yeah. So there was a conundrum here, right?
You had to get two.
If it was just me, for example, it would have been like $1,500 for the prosthetics plus the labor, and then that would have been like 5 hours of just like me,
mm-hmm.
right? So then if it was all of us, it would have probably totaled to like 10K in face, in like makeup and shit. And it's like, dude, for a Discord video.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like the worst part of it all was the fact that the video required us to have our cameras on Discord. And so when we went to servers, none of them allowed.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That was the last part.
We kept getting recognized. Kept getting recognized. And then there were some places that didn't even let us have our cameras on unless we were like talking in chats enough or whatever. I don't know. So either way, it just turned into a vlog. But hey, good news is Isaac was willing. He was very willing to become an old person. If the prosthetic was going to change his face enough.
That's a step
permanently.
Forward. I was with enough. I'm talking about like Peyton Manning going undercover in a Foot Locker level of God. Prosthetics, which is
like Drewski, like when he went completely white.
Yeah.
That's a crazy video.
Dude, can we be honest?
Who actually cares about that? I don't care.
I personally don't give a single shit. It's really, really funny. And I'm almost impressed at how
it's crazy.
It looks really good, dude.
When I think about makeup, I'm thinking about like a lot of horror movies have really good makeup. Or like a lot of horror movies because they have to use a lot of prosthetics for all the and like shit. And that shit was impressive for a skit. Fucking skit.
Well, okay, granted, he was like where? He was at a NASCAR event or?
I think regardless, I mean, damn.
Did you see a lot of fucking work? Did you see him bait as Rod Wave in front of like all these people at a stadium?
No.
Oh my God. So, okay, Rod Wave had this like concert going and like out of the middle, like this platform rose up and there was like this shaw over this dude's head. It was Drewski. Everyone thought it was Rod Wave.
It's a shaw.
Just some sort of facial covering, like a tower blanket or something.
Oh, like, okay.
And he looked like, I don't think a single, no one knew. Like, no one knew until he took it off. He's like, ah, got your ass. Everyone's like, wait, what? It was awesome. D1 Bait.
That's it.
Okay, that was all the video showed. I'm sure there's more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was, he's everywhere now. Like low key.
Yeah, he's like fucking who's the other guy? He's got Key like Peele. Who?
I'm just saying shit. Sorry.
Oh.
Keep going.
No, Key what's Peele. His name? What's his fucking name? He's like there's like photos of him doing like literally anything and everything and he was like
Trevor Wallace.
No.
Anything and everything?
Yeah. What the fuck is his name?
What do you mean doing?
He was at a Joey concert.
Oh my god! Oh my god! He's talking about the fucking guy that's like he's I don't know if he like is an actor if he but he has a picture of proving everything that he did right.
What
you're talking about that guy?
I don't know. Maybe
I'm talking about, you're talking about Squizzy or whatever his name is. Where like he's got his hat kind of sideways. He's like some white dude. And he's like, he'll tell a story about him in Africa, and then he shows a picture.
No, not that guy. No,
oh,
not
man,
that
never
guy.
Mind.
Not that guy.
How many guys are there?
There's a lot of them, apparently. There's a lot of them. No, he was at a Joey concert, and he was like beatboxing in front of everyone. And then he was like,
Aldo!
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 That's right!
Aldo!
That's what I was thinking.
Aldo, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this is, I don't know, I didn't like fact check this, but I'm pretty sure what happened was, Joey was an opener, right? And Joey, as an opener, had an opener who was all done. So the opener had an opener, and it was Aldo, and Aldo did the beatboxing, and then Joey opened, and then it's like the action, which is so funny. That's, if that's true, then that's really fucking funny. If it's not, it's always true, then that's a little less funny. But
it's always the big boys. I got such a funny presence, bro. Aldo, dude, and Drew Street, it's just, they're just funny fucking dudes.
Shane Gillis recently opened up for a concert. I forget who he opened up for.
Yeah, like, I saw that too. Like, what is happening? Dude, they're saying like concerts are, it's becoming like, you know how concerts nowadays are becoming more like of a live stream in person? Because it's like, yeah, you got people like Tyler, Creator, and he's like doing random, he's like digging through like vinyls mid concert, like picking out, he's like doing a, it's like a performance. And then you also got people like Drake that's also like, they have their own cameraman following them around doing random shit. Mm-hmm. It's like a damn live stream in person, and it's interactable.
I like the versatility. I'll say that. I like it. I think going to like a concert should be more than just do it on stage singing the songs. Kill me. Sue me. Sometimes, it's just my opinion. Listen. I have to pee.
No, I was going to go first. All right, it's fine.
Okay,
I
you go. You go.
No, no, wait, no, no, no.
I'm going. No, oh, no, no, no. Racing, or is this,
he got your bitch ass,
all right, let's see who wins, let's see who wins, let's see who wins. No, he gave you a head start,
he got a head start, it's over,
just go, he's not gonna,
no, he's probably like really trying, like he's probably like and it's like spraying everywhere type shit.
The door's like slamming itself.
It looks like a borderline poltergeist when Tanner,
knowing Tanner serious, though, he's gonna end up going to the bathroom, he's gonna end up pooping, he's like, ah, well, I have shit. He could be shitting right now. This is a long piss. This is a really long
piss.
This
is not a long piss. That's not a long piss at all. That was a really great piss.
Whoa, he's quick. Wait, stop. Let's see. Okay, listeners at home, we don't know if he's going to wash his hands or not.
I don't think he did.
That's because he's slinging so much. He doesn't have to hold it.
Did you wash your hands?
Yo, no way, Tanner.
Yeah, I got another bathroom.
Are you lying? Fuck if I know.
Tanner, I told him the truth. I told him the truth as to why you don't have to wash your hands.
Why?
Because you're slinging so much, it just, you don't have to even hold it.
I'm slinging rope so much. Is that what you said?
Sir. There was an extra word that was added there. It changed the context completely. I don't know what happened there.
Tanner, I was going to say, you have a trip coming up. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that.
You're going
to
be gone.
I'm excited. You're excited.
Guys, yeah, you can guess.
You're going to Gibraltar.
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 Yeah, I'm going to Gibraltar in California.
Okay. I don't even know where Gibraltar is at, but
I'm going to freaking Disneyland, guys, and I'm going to ride the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at least 40 times while eating a hot dog or a Dole Whip, and that's what I'm going to do for 3 days, and then I'm going to be back.
Yeah, that's going to be fucking exciting.
It's going to be freaking awesome. I haven't been on a vacation in like 10 years, so this might be really nice.
You haven't gone on vacation in 10 years?
Damn, pretty much. Like, time? I haven't, like, we don't do any family, like, vacation stuffs, really. So I've just been, like, in a room for, like, 10 years at this point.
Damn.
Dude, going on vacation with your family would seem like so much fun.
It's a chill fun. It's a fun time. We do like everything ever, and we just walk all day, and then we go back to the hotel. And
how do y'all
like
plan for vacations? Are y'all like, we need to do this by this time, wake up at this time, we need to make sure we be here?
We planned this Disney trip like 10 months ago. Like super, wow. Super. Yeah,
I do
super,
remember
super
that.
Early.
I remember that. Wow. I remember when Tanner moved back, he's like, I just want to let you guys know that I have a trip that I have to go on.
Oh my God. I remember because it was like, we were like,
it was like,
oh my
next
God.
Year. And
yeah,
like,
yeah. It was like, oh my God, when do you have to leave? And you're like, next year? Like,
yeah,
oh,
I brought it.
Dude,
I brought it up like I was leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. You're all right, man. Okay, I see.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Disneyland's pretty chill. I haven't been there in a while, so there's probably going to be some different things. Like different. Like,
I'm sure. I hope there is. I really want to go. I don't know where they do it, but where the Grinch is at. I've seen a lot of videos last year Christmas where they have this Grinch and he acts like the Grinch, like it's like full costume. It's like that same place, I think it's Disney too or Disney World, where
is
like they
Universal
have where they
Studios?
Have Deadpool. What,
Universal Studios?
Oh, is that Universal? That might be
Universal's
Universal.
Like, that's more movie.
Is that where they also have Deadpool like acting as Deadpool?
And he's, yeah, like, sometimes they have like Alien versus Predator. They have like all the movie people.
That's in Orlando though, isn't it?
Oh, that is that's Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah, shit. Universal. That's where I went. I went there
Universal
the year, actually.
You did go there. Did you see anyone? Like from movies? Not actors. I'm talking about like characters like that. Because I really want to meet the Grinch, bro.
Do you really want to?
I really want to meet the Grinch. Like, look, I'm a big fan, y'all. Y'all don't get it.
I saw the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. Like what? Isaac, would you want to meet the Grinch? And then, do you know what I'm talking about? The Grinch that's like in person. Uh-huh.
Bingo. No. Are you talking about those videos as well of like you can meet a Transformer? You can meet like his name is. He's like, yeah, I've seen TikToks where he's actually really
top
funny.
Top three characters in theme parks. Number one, we got Prince Charming from, I think it's Snow White or something. Number two, we have the Decepticon. He's pretty chill. Number three, that's about it. It's my top three. I don't know.
What?
There's another one. I just don't remember his name.
Dude, Deadpool's there. The Grinch is there.
I don't care if Deadpool. I like Ryan Reynolds.
What is this cast?
What the hell?
What? Sue me. That's just my fucking opinion. Sue me. Kill me. Cancel. What are you going to cancel me?
See if I care.
I haven't been to Disney in...
Can we go to Disney for a group video, please?
Yeah, can we actually take Larry to meet the Grinch for a video?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a dream.
Can we dress like Larry?
Listen, how about this?
Have you been to Disney?
Larry?
You have to think about it. It's an automatic no. That's the fucking magic place on Earth, dude. It's magical.
I guess not.
You know what's more magical? Thursday Night Football.
I'm pretty sure I went one time.
Liar.
If we all go, we have to wear our spinner hats.
Oh.
No, I wanted to make Larry like... Like give him everything about Mickey. Like he has the Mickey house and the Mickey glasses and like a Mickey lollipop. And
it like okay, Mickey that's fine. That's polo. Fine. I'll do that.
And we just bring I'd wear him the whole to, thing. Like do everything.
You That'd don't want to so wear a spinner funny. Hat, Larry?
What's up?
You don't want to wear a spinner hat?
I don't want to fly away, dude.
Yeah. No, everyone's wrong with
spinner spinner hat. What's wrong with you guys? What don't you like about it? Be honest.
Because I'm comfortable with my age. I love being old. All right.
Comfortable with my age.
Because I like where I'm at in my age.
I like where I'm at.
There's a reason why I wear this hat. It's because it invokes fun. It doesn't invoke anything like, upset about my
dude,
age.
Okay, it's just like that hat, the behind, like your what's on your wall, your this. Mic, like little the
Pokemon. Dude, if you got rid of the plushies on your mic, the spinner cap, and the rug on your wall, you would look like a LinkedIn Zoom call business.
No, owner. Yeah, you know what? I prefer this over LinkedIn Zoom call representative.
Dude, Nick, I know you got a sleeve on that card, but you are wearing that thing down by moving it around. In there.
Yeah, keep on moving it around, bro. Yeah, good
you
shit.
Are just PSA, destroying that. What is one. That? What card is that? Let me see.
Dude, oh shit. My God!
It's Chinchino. It's from Legendary Treasures.
Oh, it's about a $4 card.
Oh, throw it away.
No wonder you're beating its bricks off.
Scared ya. Ooh.
Good Lord. Boink. Let the wind stop that. Enough.
But no, dude, I was watching this one YouTuber. He goes to different countries and he was doing a tour of China. And he was like traveling all across China and he wore a spinner cap the entire way through China. And he's like, I think he talked about it at one point, like why he wears a hat. And it is so real. It's like you look at that and it just looks like silly and fun, and the person looks inviting, you know? Like, you look at someone that's wearing a fucking spinner cap, you can't take them serious. Because they're not taking themselves serious.
I get it. I guess I mean, my
SpongeBob shirts, bro.
My perspective, I think I'm becoming a cynical bastard. My perspective was that, I remember there was a time when people were like, concert etiquette is going so shit, and that's because a lot of people were going to like let's say Death Grips, for example. There's people going to Death Grips wearing spinner hats, lollipops, like things like that. And I guess it killed the vibe for some people. And so when I think
wear this because it's fun and because in any way, shape or form, if I could be a cartoon-ish type of person when someone watches a video or something, I think that's fun. You know, like it's just silly, dude.
I'm going to start animating you in the videos. There's going to be like real like live action you animated drawing.
I call it the good vibes hat, man. It's the good vibes hat.
The good vibes.
It just makes me smile.
You need a hat variation that spins automatically, though, like remote control.
Spins. Oh, you can change the speed of it.
You should do that.
What if it went so fast?
It's just always moving.
It was like floating over your head. It's like,
or you consume so much power, it starts burning the top of your head. You start having a hot spot.
Yeah, the lights start flickering in the house, and then the city goes on.
You're using all the power to spin the hat.
I like this hat, dude. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. Again, I wear SpongeBob shirts. Yeah. Dude, did I told you guys about that time that one guy walked up to me at the gym and he was like trying to pick a fight, right? He was like some old fuck that was like roided out. Told you about that?
Ooh, yeah.
And he was like, he called me like a tough guy. And I was like, dude, you're like a fucking weirdo. He's trying to pick a fight. Bro, I was wearing a pink Kirby shirt when that whole interaction tough guy. Happened. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking
I was
tough guy. Dude, you fucking tough like, guy.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is going on, man?
Yeah.
And he was
man.
Like, all those muscles. And he like told some other guys, like, all those muscles. And he just reports me. Like, what the fuck is that about? Because I reported him to the gym. It's like, dude, I'm wearing a Kirby shirt, man. I don't care what you have to say. Leave me the fuck alone. You know, I literally have a fucking SpongeBob shirt and it says since 1999 because I was born in 1999. I remember I have that Among Us shirt too that's like spray painted and it says Nick on it with the imposter. Yeah,
the custom shirt, the custom spray paint shirt.
Yeah,
those are my favorite, dude. I love seeing those at like carnivals and stuff like that. You're like, my
at the boardwalks and stuff.
Yeah, it is boardwalks. It is.
Oh, is that where they have that?
Yes, bro. Oh,
I was just down the shore and they've gotten so rancid. There are, you know, like the brain rot memes. You know what I'm talking about? They have all of those on t-shirts. They it's bad. It's really, really bad.
No amount of content online that has any sort of virality is ever ignored by those guys. They will include everything and anything they see.
That hustle. But that hustle, though. Yeah, that hustle.
That would be on a t-shirt. Like, but that hustle, though.
But that hustle, though.
And it'd be like a stick figure doing like a little breakdance or like like a split or something.
Oh, well, they've got Labubu shirts now. Like Labubu 1.
Yes. Oh, my. Thank God. Thank God.
I told you guys about that, right? Like the Labubu bongs that they had.
No, man.
Yeah. No, I think he showed us. Yeah, it looked like it was like silicone Labubu bongs. Labongs, Labombongs, Labobongs.
Labombongs.
Labombongs. I was smoking from the Labombongs.
Was there any like shirt that you were actually fucking with?
No, I was not fucking with a single thing, if I'm being honest. But look at that. Look at these Labubu bongs.
Yeah, I remember Labombongs.
Labubong.
You see those? Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, you have one. What the?
Oh. What the fuck? No, I actually thought that was. Never mind.
It's acid. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I thought he had a little bong bong.
Labong bong?
What do you call them?
Labong bong.
Labong bong?
Labong bong.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, New Jersey never changed, though. Like, when I was down the shore at that boardwalk, things were all pretty much the same. I mean, like, with the exception of rides changing, but those shitty little shops where they do screen prints for, like, $10, all of those things are the same. Like, booty shorts with, like, it'd be, like, Blake's booty. It would be, like, printed on the back.
They have, like, a name in the booty?
Yep.
Yeah, like, you can get, like, custom name printed, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, whore one, whore two, right? And you just wear the shirt. They're bad, dude.
And it's in
they're
the style
bad.
Of Think One,
and,
Think Two.
And the cringe ones, too, like, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. Like, that shit would be
dude,
on a
those
t-shirt.
Have been oh, my God, those have been around for a decade. Can we just let it go?
They're still around. Oh, man, I was like, what the
They fuck? Must be, like a big hit.
Yes,
someone's buying them. Someone's fucking buying them.
No, there is. Wouldn't be there. It's a big hit. It's a big hit with like millennials.
I think you're buying them, Nick. I think you're the one that's buying them all because you love shirts that are funny.
You crossed the very fine line between ironic. You're like in the shadows of
it's like irony.
You're like the hands with the damn strings on it, with irony and non-irony.
Me?
Yeah. For realsies or ironies.
I'm everything I do is just stupid, like hyper irony. I don't actually.
They were saying stupid hype.
No, dude,
everything I do
is dumb hype. It's
stupid,
dumb
stupid
hype.
No, I think that a lot of my humor just kind of delved into making fun of people that really like that type of stuff. I think that's really all it is.
Period there.
Oh, so a bully?
No, but like I make
oh,
fun
like
of
this?
Them. Like,
well, guess what? So do I, or so you think. Look at me.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I'm gonna go outside and I'm gonna wear a pair of Osirises with like I don't know, fucking and one shorts.
No,
and,
it's the Osirises like with the below the knee jorts,
jean shorts,
and the you can choose the top. It's your go.
I mean, it could just be a black like tank top. Right,
yeah.
But like I have to have a belly and it's untucked and everything, and you know, like
oh,
that
yeah.
kind
you
of outfit doesn't make any
gut.
Sense.
Ooh.
Yeah, Exactly. Ooh. It's just, there is someone out there that thinks, damn, that shit's tough.
That's damn. Like,
this is hard.
You're fucking cornball. Corniest of cornballs.
Take a fight with somebody with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's always been our humor as a group. It's just, you know, we make fun of people because they, like, our humor always stems. Can you see her?
Mm-hmm. I saw her like, three hairs in your bottom right.
No.
Did you zoom in?
Your camera was zoomed in.
So she wasn't on the podcast?
Come on, look at her.
Look, she's admiring your goals.
She's basking in your glory, dude. She loves it.
Look at her. She does the same thing pretty much every time I touch her head.
It looks back like that? Yeah.
She's saying, like, knock it off.
She's a model, man. That she's awesome. Raya girl is a model with them eyelashes. Sure. Oh my god.
Can she see the screen? Because if so, I'd be going bananas.
I'll show you guys here. Hold on.
You're gonna show us her?
Oh, sweet. Oh. Yeah, show me something else.
If you're at home, we're just getting a treat and a show.
If you're at home, I'm drooling.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, and the dog's on screen now.
Oh, hi puppy.
Hi puppy. Oh, you so cute.
She looks so comfortable being held.
She's so
just like
cute.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute, y'all.
Look at her forehead. Look at her tail. Look at her ears. Look at her forehead. Look at her eyes. Look at her nose.
About to die.
Okay, hold on. She's on my gaming chair. Hold on. She's on the chair. Stay.
Oh my god.
If you want to talk to Larry and them, sit down.
Raya, remember me. Raya,
dude, she's right. The doggy cast.
All right, let's ask Raya a bunch of like real questions here.
All right, so this question's from Raya Milokai, and it's for Raya.
Okay.
What is your favorite
hi, Raya.
Treat to eat after doing your duties in the yard?
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Do you like
treat?
Going outside?
Yeah.
Do you like going outside and eating treats?
Okay. Wait. All right. I got another one. This one's from Ethan. Who's a good girl? Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it you, little girl?
That's what this comment says.
Dude,
you know,
she's freaking out. She's like, I've never been in this position. Holy shit. Like, this is what it looks like for him.
Oh, God. I didn't expect a platform so soon. Oh, God.
I don't know what to do. There's so many people. Holy shit.
Oh, we all get canceled.
Oh, she's so excited.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She's a effing derp, bro.
Yeah, she's so freaking cute.
She's got an effing derp.
She is an effing derp, I'll be honest.
And speaking of derp, if anyone's bringing derp back, you're bringing derp back. Bring derp back.
Bring derp back.
Bring derp back. Oh, dude, shit. It looks like an earthquake.
Can I say this now?
In my room.
I don't know how I ended up getting two animals that are just... The only way to put them is different.
They're not different. I think they're just normal. Well, except for one. I'm not going to say which one. You can do that yourself.
You can do the maths. Oh, is that Bento over there in that damn box? He loves that damn box.
Bento's damn goddamn Bento box.
I don't think
Nick, you need to update the Instagram. We need to get the updates.
Yeah, nobody knows
Bento sitting,
daily.
He's sitting in a box right now.
That's a perfect post.
That's
right
so
there.
That's so weird.
That's just a
perfect
weird.
Post.
Cats don't do that.
Well, are y'all boys going to get any pets? Like, if y'all ever down the line...
Yeah,
you're going to get pets? What are you going to get?
I'm going to get dogs.
Oh,
I'll get a crocodile.
That's what he looks like right now.
That's a post right there. Boom. On the gram. Go.
Go to the gram.
What are you, my poster guy? All
right. I'm your manager.
Come on. All right. We're at an hour, 8 minutes.
Yep. That's a good way to end it.
There he goes. Okay.
That's it.
Well, I feel bad because I read out someone's name and I completely just... change what their email said and made it.
Oh, dude.
So we're gonna answer this question from Nikolai. Yeah, I did. Nikolai says, "Hello, y'all. I just wanted to say that you guys got me through the worst time of my life during the 2020, and I thank you all for that. I send peace and prosperity to you guys all the way from Poland. Here's my question.
Shout out Poland.
Shout out Lil Yachty.
Have you guys ever felt completely stuck in life, not knowing what to do? And how did you guys get out of that feeling? Best to y'all, Nikolai."
Cheers, Nikolai. Cheers. Yes.
Cheers.
Been stuck before.
That's a crazy deep question to end on. I'm not going to lie.
Very deep. Well, no. Yeah. I've I've been stuck before, and that was back when I was in high school, and that was a time where I, like, I think everyone's gone through it, where they don't know what the fuck they want to do, yeah. Because I was very much influenced, when I was in school, I was very much influenced by the people around me, and about, like, because I was hanging out with folks who were, like, low-key top on their shit, like, they were on top of their class, on top of their, Look at this motherfucker recording the goddamn bit.
I'm crying. This dude's actually recording a cat video.
They were on top of their shit. They were on top of their shit. And that sort of left an imprint on my self. He's hitting the box.
He has something wrong.
Dude, what is wrong with him?
Go on there. Go on.
Basically, when I was in school, because of the fact that I had been around some folks who were like on top of their game, it had really deeply influenced me to just try at the very least to kind of like, it's almost, I was almost mimicking what they were doing. Now, at the time when I was entering high school, I didn't know what I really wanted to do. I was actually looking into getting into cybersecurity only because my friend was making money off of cybersecurity. And I was like, oh, well, that makes money and I'm gonna need a living at some point. So might as well get into it. That ended up leading me into getting into a lot of shit. And believe it or not, that also got me into Discord. Like, that was when I was getting into Discord and all that stuff. So I just pursued through a method of copying. I copied and I was like, let me see if he's doing well. Let me see if I can do that. And then obviously things changed. And then we, you know, formed into this group. And then after that, I had to change my psyche again, where I was like, okay, now that I'm not doing this college thing, what do I do now? How can I do what I do? Like, basically, what should I be doing and how should I do it? And again, it was just through another method of copying. I think Isaac and Nick, you both had like already a reference point as to what to do. Like, how, because I would hear you guys in videos and be like, this is how you make a video. Or like, Isaac, yeah, you would be editing, yeah, and then you guys would be working on thumbnails and talking about like collaborating with people, trying to get schedules going, so I would hear all that and I'd be like, okay, so there's like a thing I need to like look into, learn how to do for myself in the future if I'm going down this route. And then, I mean, really it just spiraled into, I was like, well, I'm already in this, so I might as well be learning as much as I can about it. And I still am learning so much about it. Like, I feel like a noob, even though I've been learning for a very long time. Like, I'm still, even the fact that there are like that there's like what's it called? Like, right now I'm working on forming the sort of like machine that'll help us get videos out quickly, right? Like the formula. And so we have an editor and I've been in communications with him, and then we were trying a bunch of different things with like how we're editing the video, how we can cut down time on this, how we can do that, right? That's constantly happening, always, all the time. I have a whole damn notebook of like all the shits about like this is where this is at.
It's complex as hell.
You know, it gets complex because there's a lot of like questions, and then you have to answer those questions, and then if the, you know, it's just a lot. It starts with questions about, like, that's everything. Like, questions about what's around you, first of all. Like, what kind of influences can you pick up around you? Because, again, my story, what I'm talking about, is a lot about influences. I had school influences. I had here influences. I get influences from people that, like, musicians, when they talk, like, interviews, when they talk about shit. You know, you hear like Pharrell Williams talking about how he was making albums, and I was like, okay, I see like there's like a really cool work ethic there. Maybe I can apply that to this. But
yeah,
influences. That's influences. Like the first start. Influences.
I mean, I'll chime in, and just to reiterate the question: have you guys ever felt completely stuck or in life, not knowing what to do or how to get out of that feeling? I would say find things that you really, really like. It could be hobbies, dreams, aspirations, and step outside of your comfort zone. That's the only advice I truly do have, and that's not going to make a lot of sense. I don't have a direct path for getting you unstuck. That's a you thing, but I can give you at least a tip or two. I would definitely step outside your comfort zone, because that puts yourself into a position where you have to figure out what's going on, or you have to learn and basically adapt or figure out it's not for you.
See, to build on that, sorry, I was like totally distracted with homie over here.
You're good.
That box
You're
up.
Good. Yeah, he's eating that box.
But it's like, why me, man? Why is he doing that? Anyway, get back on track. You know, when Isaac says step out of your comfort zone, it's like he's saying that, but it's almost like when you say something like that, unless you really know how to do it, you don't know what that means, right? So like to apply it to like a real life scenario here, because Isaac is right, you should step out of your comfort zone. But what does that mean? Like, I can use an example of me saying that a year ago when the entire group was going through its issues, I mean, it's transformation, let's just say it's transitional period, you know, losing a member, and then, you know, just like everything, how it all went down. I felt
and then all of us
myself.
Learning about like our relationship with that. Right. Because that was a new experience for us. And so that was like a lot of learning about ourselves as friends, as like friends and workers, coworkers, because that's always like a thing. Like, just learning. Yeah. It was a lot of learning, a lot of like.
It was a dynamic that we had not been used to. Right. I mean, I think for this, basically all of 2020 and beyond, it was like that same ideal, and like that was why I was having such a hard time with like a lot of people online. Like, I don't really think they get it when they're applying the pressure. I mean, imagine trying to navigate something and then also being in the public eye about it and people trying to interject their opinion and speculate and say all this bullshit that doesn't make any sense and it's not true. It's like you just almost want to shut down and you want to almost just quit. And like that feeling of loss, it's like you are lost while also having the pressures of like everything else around you. So for me, I felt like I was under some of the most immense pressure, and what did I have to do? Like, I had to step back, and I ended up getting outside the comfort zone by doing what Isaac said, which was, like, do something that you're comfortable with, right? Like, I knew that I wanted to pursue working on cars, right? Let's just say.
Right.
Did I have a warehouse? No. Did I have tools? No. Did I have a car to work on? No. Did I have the financial means to do it at the time? Yeah, I did. And so I felt that that was like the next step for my career, was to like start relying more on myself than rely on everyone else, and just kind of like build my own sort of side thing. And I ended up doing that, and that turned out to be a very large financial lesson. And, but you know, that's okay, right? Like, that's
I wouldn't even see that completely as like complete negative.
It's not,
because
it's not a bad thing.
It's such a, that's something. It's not even, I don't even like to say like a lesson, but like that is an experience that is one to one. Like, you're not going to get that type of experience in school or nothing else. That is a very special sort of experience that is very insightful.
It's the same manners. It's the same way that Larry was utilizing that time to learn about editing, was the same way that I would utilize that time to work on a car and learn about the suspension and learn about like actually rebuilding a car, which, again, that's not even out yet, because the car is pretty much done. There's just a few things here and there, and then I have to make the whole video on it, right? And so when it came to being lost, the only ever thing that I prided myself in as making content was always trying to be original and do things how I wanted to do them. The car thing, I actually felt like I was unoriginal, because I was following the footsteps almost like a YouTuber that I did like watching. And that, when I realized that I was not being original, then it started to not actually be fun. And then I changed it. And now I'm actually enjoying it, because the process in which I was recording the video was for myself, not for anyone else. So I ended up changing from being lost to finding a purpose and enjoyment of myself. And although I was getting validation from like other people being like, damn, dude, how did you even do that? Like, you know, I don't care ultimately what they have to say, because like at the end of the day, I knew what it took. Like, you can sit there and see someone working on a project. Like, we all sat there, and I could sit there for months and tell Isaac, like, bro, that music license is not fucking worth it. But I'm not the one that's editing that video, right? Like, Isaac was the one that was pushing his limits and editing that video and had the vision. So you almost have to like do a bit of like moving yourself out of the box, but also like thinking out of your comfort zone, but also thinking about the validation and where it's stemming from, right? And learning to like feed into yourself and not look for the external validation of like what other people are going to think. Hence, and I could tie this right back to how I dress. I don't give a fuck what people think about this hat. I swear on my life, I don't. I will go to a funeral in this hat. I don't care.
You like, would not.
I would.
I
obviously, I
wouldn't.
Would you do it in a black and white colorway?
Black and white spinner cap, yeah, that'd be fire.
Okay, pause. I don't want that to sound like I don't care about what other people think, right? In terms of like, I don't care about how like they're going to feel about it. It's just more so of like, I don't do things for the sake of other people's validation. Right. That's the purpose. Obviously, it would be mad disrespectful to go and wear this hat. I'm saying like in terms of the if other people were receptive to it and people were like, OK, imagine it was a celebration of life. And the person that I was going to, they fucking love derpy, goofy stuff.
Of course,
I'm going to go wear that then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I would know that they would appreciate that.
It's
right?
the same way that some people like. With like, you know, everyone's has a different tradition to celebrate, you know, the life of somebody or even say celebrate the deaths of somebody. I don't know. Yes. But basically, it's like some people like to make jokes where they're like
some people like to almost like vibes,
where for someone else, it could seem like a shit talk perspective. I had an uncle who's really like I was really young when he passed, but I didn't like know him that well. But my dad would talk to me about him. And they said that at his funeral, they were almost like talking about like some of the bit because he was apparently really good at shit talking, like real witty with shit talking. And they were all recalling all the times he shit talked somebody because of how funny it was. And like, like nobody was like butthurt about it. It was just like that, like they were just acknowledging how witty, how quick he was, like how just like, like the fact that they're able to recall, they're able to recall all those experiences about him is a way of remembering that memory of him and also remembering the wit and the humor that he brought and like how that, you know, stayed with people. And that's really cool. Cause I think when it comes to like that, where it's like a lot of people have a, you know how people have fears of like being forgotten or like, that's like the biggest thing. It's like, I don't want to be forgotten. For some people, it's like, I don't want to be forgotten. I don't want to be remembered. And so a way to celebrate the life of somebody is by remembering memories like that or like qualities about them that was like, oh yeah, that's so that person or whatever. Yeah. And that's like a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So to essentially just tie it all together, like I do things for the sake of my own validation. Right. And that's how I ended up getting out of feeling lost. And I think in a lot of ways I still feel lost, but I have a general sort of direction even now. But the best way to like not feel lost is to keep on thinking, write your ideas down, and sort of just start somewhere. You cannot be trapped in that mentality of not starting because you're doing more questions about like do you know what I mean? Like you're doing more questions about how to start and how it'll go rather than actually take the steps to do it. I just watched this video recently and it was a guy that was saying like maybe laziness is not just like you don't want to do it. I forget what it was, but basically he said along the lines of like maybe it's just because you're thinking about the outcome and thinking about how difficult it is rather than starting it and enjoying the process for what it would be. Right. Maybe that's your hindrance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like for me, dude, spending tens of thousands of dollars on a car was scary as shit. Not only that, I had nowhere to put it. Like,
yeah.
And then I put it somewhere, but I had no tools. And then I had to buy the tools. And then I had no experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's
like, but what did I do? I navigated all of that and I'm coming on a year of basically having that car and getting ready to like let it go. And it's like, what do I have to show for it? Honestly, fucking nothing right now. I have nothing to show for it aside from the footage that's unedited. Yeah. You know? Now, is that maybe a mixture of me like maybe like not managing, you know, how I actually worked on that car? Yeah, maybe. But like also at the same time, I could walk away from that car with just the experience of like I'm happy with that experience.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I still can't let go of the fact that I had purchased that and took that whole entire thing on as an experience to share with others. Yeah. How hard is it to rebuild a crash damaged vehicle, right? And this is my 8 or 9 month journey of bashing my head into a wall and genuinely just about to throw in the towel so many fucking times for then to see that car at its final stage and not only feel proud of myself and proud of the team that I worked with on it, but also genuinely look at the guys who are doing this full time and just gaining a whole another level of respect for the way that their mind works and seeing into the mind of a welder and seeing into the mind of like a body guy, just simply a body guy. And like looking at a Porsche or looking at like any exotic car and having worked on a vehicle that some people would be like that, oh my God, I want to treat that car like it's, you know, the most perfect, beautiful baby in the world. And it's like, dude, I'm tearing this fucking car apart. Like, I don't give a fuck, you know? Like, I remember when my first car accident in my BMW happened, I was so distraught. I was so upset. Like, I loved that car to death. And then once I got it back 7 months later, I just modified the fuck out of it. And I started letting go. And then, got into another fucking accident where someone backed into me. And I, at this point, I was like, you know what? Like, it's just a car. You have to learn to, like, accept that, like, you're just happy that no one got hurt because it's a materialistic value. Yeah. Just the way that that Porsche, like, that Porsche was rebuilt by somebody. It was designed by somebody just because that it's a piece of metal that puts it all together. But that's just the tax that they give you to make it more expensive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, at the end of the day, it really, like, pulls you out of this whole, like, treating things so
delicately,
like,
in life.
Yeah, so delicately, yeah. Exactly. And, like, you can just, like, that's why I feel like my connection with rebuilding that car was, like, it was deeper than just that, what's it called, materialistic level?
Yeah, yeah, you
know? Because, like, even with, like, any other car that I could work on, dude, I just look at that car, like, it's a fucking car, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, it's nice. Yeah, sure, it's expensive. And, yeah, of course, you want to treat it nicely if you don't have to fucking destroy it. But if it's already destroyed, I mean...
And if it's already been made, then it could be remade.
Yep. Yep.
And so, and it can be learnt. It can be learnt and taught and written down. And yeah, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, things.
Step
things
outside
are so
the
cool.
comfort zone. Adapt, overcome, change.
That's what you concluded to. The most
a
like
lot, a lot
buy my
words.
Book.
Like how am I gonna make it like impactful
buy
and cool?
Buy my book.
Buy my book. Nikolai, thank you for your question. And thank you for your peace and prosperity from Poland.
True that.
With that being said, I do think it is about time to wrap it up. We're at an hour and a half here.
Right on.
And yeah, that'll be about it. But I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this week's episode. We are missing Grunk. Grunk will be back.
Mm-hmm. That boy has a tight schedule, y'all. That boy has a really tight schedule. Yeah, like well, it's pretty effed up.
The date. Ah, oh, poo. All right. Well. We are going to be missing Tanner. Tanner, can you record a video like Grunk's?
From yeah, I'll do it on a ride. Do it on a ride.
Yeah, I'll do it on the Pirates ride.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Yeah. It's Tanner. Everybody. What?
So, yeah, just to let y'all know, if y'all made it this far, Tanner will be out of the picture next week. Yeah, our boy will be having the vacay
so
time.
I'll be back.
Much fun.
Enjoying his family. Jelly. And I'm excited for your family to enjoy that, too. That's going to be awesome, dude.
Oh, it's going
to
be a good
you're gonna
time.
You're going to have a lot of fun. Everyone's going to have fun.
It'll be, dude, it'll be Halloween Disneyland, which will make it
oh,
crazy.
Oh, dude.
Y'all, and the fucking Halloween's coming up, dude. Woo! Fall season is the best season ever. Winter dude, season is fall. One of the best seasons ever. Oh,
makes
oh
me
Lord. Oh, joy.
It. My entire year has just been warped. But... Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off your
absolutely.
Lean for now. And if anyone is wondering, I do want to say this about the double cups. They are currently out of stock. I made a big boo-boo. Totally made a really expensive ad for the double cup in a new video. Took me very, very long. And they're going to be out of stock until around the end of the month, maybe October. So... It will be coming back. They are restocking. Praise the suns, but not right now. So regardless, make sure you guys use code GROUP and we'll see you next week where we're swapping out Tanner with Grunk and everyone's going to be, it's going to be really weird. It's going to be like a switcheroo.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Maha.
Go Bills. Maha. Watch football. See you guys later.
Oh yeah. Go Bills.